Most scholars across the theological spectrum teach that a real historical Jesus existed. But evangelical Christians also insist that the Gospels are fully and historically reliable, not just with regard to Jesus' existence, but with regard to everything they teach. And a central way we prove this is by pointing out that the Gospels were inspired by the Holy Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit's inspiration impact the Gospel's historical reliability?
Assuming that the Bible is reliable, to use the old British term, the reliability of the Bible. Assuming that, and I don't merely assume that, I'll assume it right now, but there's lots that can be said for evidence that the Gospels, for example, are reliable. But assuming the reliability of the text, we are told that the Holy Spirit is God. And we are told that Scripture is God-breathed. We are told that prophets of old were moved by the Holy Spirit. We are told by Christ, who tells his apostle that the Holy Spirit will recall things that I have said to you, bring them to your mind. The Holy Spirit's job, or part of his job, is to point us to Jesus, to point the apostles to Jesus, and to inspire them, therefore, in their writings, as if the Holy Spirit is using their life circumstances in real space, in real time, using their personality that he created as God the Spirit, third person of the Trinity, and using all of that and in his providence over events of the world, particularly in the ancient Near East at this time, to inspire them in their everyday circumstances to write to us about Christ and about the things he has done. So there's a movement today known as, it's a philosophical hermeneutic movement, it's known as postmodernism, that basically states we cannot get at the intent of an ancient author. And a fruit of that can be what's called reader response. I read the text and I respond to it and I create the meaning of the text. But if the Holy Spirit has inspired the Bible and he is God, he of course can ensure that he will work through his community in interpreting the Bible as well. And this is one reason that I call the postmodernist movement, if it's adopted by Christian theologians as implicitly atheistic or implicitly agnostic, and implicitly getting at, in a negative way, the character of God. If we can't get at the intent of the author, then that means, let's push it back one more step, we can't get at the intent of God, because God, the Holy Spirit, inspired the authors to write to us. He certainly can inspire us to learn the intent and to understand the intent of the text.